Internet Safety Day cures pedophilia once again. This is on news. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. The interweb cyber spice. Okay, Tuesday, UNN Technology. Efforts to make the internet utterly safe for children are being marked by the 4th Internet Safety Day on the 6th of February, organized by the European Union's Information Society and Media Commissioner Viviane Glib. Quote, I am calling upon all decision makers in the private and in the public sector to help make the internet a safer place for the most vulnerable of our society, namely the politicians. I presume she meant just calling upon them. Anyway. U.S. research suggests many teenagers often stumble across pornography online. No, honestly, it just pops up entirely at random. When they're innocently... Oh my god, what the fuck? Oh, that's disgusting. Innocently looking up homework... Oh god, topics. Okay, that's enough. On Wikipedia, or something. That they would go looking for it is inconceivable. I'm gonna be sick. The Cyber Superhighway The Cyber Superhighway Space Research Unit, or CRU, at the University of Central Lancashire, is the UK coordinator for Internet Safety Day, and is using the day to launch a training scheme for those who... Oh, that's good. For those who work with children that use the net. It, quote, it's about ways to help kids deal with the bad experiences, said Dr. Aged Hipster. Children need people that understand how your first goatee feels, and who they can report them to. Unquote. A blogathon will showcase the materials produced by hundreds of schools around the world, dealing with the risks and rewards of net use, such as drawing fingerprints, finger paintings in MS Paint on a graphics tablet, illustrating internet protocols in terms of the OSI protocol stack, open proxy tracing, DNS spoofing, port 139 vulnerabilities, and other... Vulnerabilities? And other such exploits frequently abused by those of preschool ages. In the UK, British Home Secretary and resident idiot John Reid has said he is considering making paedophiles add their email addresses and chat room names to their other details on the sex offenders register, because, of course, all sex offenders only have one chat room name or email address, when already breaking the law. Dr. Reid also, claimed that chat rooms could automatically alert police when a pedophile logged into them, as all chat rooms in the world are under UK law. Quote, it is scientifically proven that pedophilia did not exist before the internet, said Dr. Glib, and was probably only invented as a result of a Rule 34 jest. Screw those pedophiles. Unquote. However, responses from Pope Michael Jackson quoted, I only find passion with, oh god, with Ewoks. This is on news. That was your daily mindfuck. I'm Oliver O'Reilly, and thank you for listening.